Hughes Construction.
Hi, is Doyle there?
Yes, hold on 1 second.
Okay, thank you.
Doyle speaking.
Hey, Doyle, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good, Danny. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. I did receive the app in yesterday. I saw that you guys, you know, applied online.
I don't know what happened. I deleted you. Don't take that personal.
hey.
Sent me that one, and I thought I was gonna call you, and I thought I found this. So.
Okay. No problem. I mean, it works. So we have the application on there. I have the email. It's doyle.hughes@yahoo.com.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I'll send over just a populated copy of it because I just need wet signatures from you guys.
Okay.
So I'll send that over, you know, today, and then all we need, you know, really to proceed is 6 months business bank statements. It's November through April.
Okay.
And then your recent tax return. 2014 works if you got an extension on your tax return.
I got 15.
Okay, perfect. And do your customers, you'll pay with credit cards, or?
No, most of it's taken care of by check.
Okay,
we have
perfect.
A little bit of credit. We have a little bit of credit card, but it's mostly that's with our pumps, and it's so little that it wouldn't matter.
Okay, yeah, then disregard that. That's all we would need to, you know, proceed.
What's probably going to hurt me, and I'll be upfront with you right now on this, is the bank statements, and here's why. Here's what's got us in a, I don't know if I'd went over any of this with you. What's got us in a mess right now is we got a lawsuit out against a company from Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
$1.7 million. And they've cost us, and this has hit the stage in the lawsuit, it's been going on a year now,
mm-hmm.
where we'll be filing a civil suit for just about as much, but it's
wow.
cost us out of pocket $2.25 million.
Wow.
And what my bank has done, we had a lot of NFFs that were going through in November and I believe February, just
mm-hmm.
because we were waiting. What happened, they're borrowing us a line of credit, and I've been with this bank for 30 years. We get along great with them. It's just when the auditors get involved, then it becomes a headache because this lawsuit started at the end of 2014, or the actual lawsuit didn't start till, started filing last July, I guess.
Uh-huh.
So everything's been entered in it, but the old receivables got too far ahead of the ARs, present ARs.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't fund a line of credit, so we're having trouble keeping up. And people
yeah.
are way slow on the receivables. But they're covering everything that went through the bank. It shows it as non-sufficient funds, but the bank was covering it all. There was nothing set back or nothing. They just charged me the fees and moved on.
Mm-hmm.
But now what they've done is just take it. Anything I had over there for borrowed, the only money I owed is on my shop, and they just put that back 6 months where I just pay interest on it. But,
okay.
So they're going to see the NFFs and go, what the heck? And that's why, but nothing. They covered everything, and they've been good to us. But.
Yeah, no, and that's a problem. I mean, is the ending balance, like is your month-to-day ending balance, I mean, not in the negative?
I'd have to look. There'll be some that'll show negative.
Well, no, that's fine. As long as like the most recent one, doesn't show. Yeah, if that one's that's fine. It's fine if it shows that, but as long as the most recent one isn't
that's
showing
been
anything.
That's headache because with this lawsuit, I'm not that big a company. I got $4 million in assets, and
mm-hmm.
what I was looking at, and what sucks is the bank I deal with locally has got using that as a blanket collateral.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to have to buy them out or what I'm going to have to do. But
okay.
We're sitting good. When this happened, we were 2 months from zeroing out where we didn't own nothing on property, nothing on anything. All my equipment's paid for and everything.
Mm-hmm.
This really hurt us.
Yeah, I mean, sorry to hear that. And I remember you saying it was that company put on I'm not really sure, you know, the terminology, but it was like a pre-foundation, like, mix. Is that what they did? And it was spec?
They did a lot of, they're just a bad outfit to get in bed with. They're a big company, but they're snakes, and they eat subs like us. But what
That's
they
crazy.
Did is they put the wrong base under the concrete, Then there's a lot of stuff. They started the projects 2 months late and expected us to stay on time. And the lawyer said, we're going to walk away with this sitting good. But what they're trying to do, and it's working, they're trying to starve us out so we go under so we'll quit fighting them. That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, yeah, that sounds...
It's a dirty pool, and unfortunately, there's... I've done business up here for 30 years, and most of it's been on a handshake. We trust people, and yeah, we do the contracts, but never, ever we ran into something like this. And
yeah. That,
then after it happened to us, we found out that's the way these guys roll.
Mm-hmm. And that's crazy. I'm sorry to hear that. I mean, because, you know, how long have you been in business for?
30 years.
30 years, yeah.
And we've bought everything we've got. It's been paid off, and now we're all of a sudden, we're in this predicament, cash broke. But anyway, it caught up with us now. And we got over, well, we got close to $4 million in work coming up. I mean, we're sitting way good. We just need to get through this little
bit
we're in right now, the next 6 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, yeah, I mean, I'm sure we're going to be able to get you, you know, exactly as much as we can. Because I know you're shooting for, you're looking for like $1 million, right?
Well, yeah, because to buy them out, I'd have to have $2 million, but we're looking for $1 million. My assets, you know, all our equipment's paid for and stuff. I just don't want to start liquidating equipment because it's going to help us or hurt us on the receivables end.
Yeah, no, I hear you. That's, I mean, have you, you know, looked into financing, like, through your bank or?
Well, they, right now they won't because of the auditors, the bank, and kind of the lawsuit. Right now we're showing old receivables are close to $2 million, and our new receivables is probably only about $600,000.
Okay.
They're a small bank. I mean, they're just a Eastern Montana bank. So if they were a bigger bank, maybe like I don't know, Wells Fargo or something like that.
Yeah.
They even hesitate, but these guys.
And what's the bank's name? It's
Stockman Bank.
Oh, Stockman Bank. Okay. And
Ag lender.
An ag lender. Okay.
I've had a friend of mine, his manager, that Pacific Bank I deal with. We've been friends for 30 years. So.
Oh, okay.
Back in the day, we played basketball, football against each other. We just known each other, been good friends for a long time.
That's great. That's cool how you have those, you know, relationships, and then it carries over into business. That's really cool.
But they're very, very conservative, and they typically don't lend into North Dakota, but that was more of a, I don't know, it worked out for me, and it's worked out good till we got in this predicament.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm sorry to hear that, you know, man, that's crazy how that, like, it happened like that, and these bigger companies, like, so they've been dragging their feet since 2014?
Oh, yeah, that's when they owed us the money.
Damn.
And we went in, done a bunch of little work to try to make anything right. They tried to get us to the warranty work, and that was then we found out they used a non-spec fill underneath us, and that's what caused most of the trouble. But yeah, they're just fighting it, and they make it looks like they're, I don't know, our end of the lawsuit right now. My lawyers are hoping they'll come to the table and make an offer here pretty soon, but we can't count on it. We just got to act like it's the way I'm treating it. I'll never see that money. That's the way I got to look at it for now.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I get it, it's be a plus. But I'm not going to count on it.
Yeah.
I get it end of next week, or it could be a year from now. So.
Well, I hope that, you know, it gets all settled. And
next week, huh?
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, that's crazy. And, I mean, how is it looking like it's heading that direction, or are they still just...
Well,
like,
I got a report last Friday from the lawyers. We did a countersuit against the claim and stuff, and yeah, it looks like it's getting better. The questions the other side is asking is it looks like they're going to try to sue the county and the engineering outfit. So it looks good for us, but it's just it's too slow because every time you do a countersuit, they got 30 days to answer. And
it drags and drags. Yeah, so it just takes, obviously they wait till the 30th day.
They do, yeah, because they're trying to put pressure on us. So.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry to hear that. And how long have you worked with that outfit?
This is the first time we'd ever worked for them.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they come in, when it was busy up here, they come in here out of Minnesota. And the did a bunch of projects, and unfortunately, we got in the middle of it.
Yeah. No, and that, you know, that sucks, especially that trying to build that relationship, you know, and help your business out, and then they just turn around like that. I mean.
But if you give me whatever you can, then I'll make sure I get the rest of it filled out and sent back into you.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I will. I'll go ahead and shoot over that application. That's all. It'll already be filled out, and you guys just need to sign it. And then, yeah, just those. All I need is a 6 months business bank statements, just November through April.
Okay.
And then, you know, your most recent 2015 tax return.
Okay.
And you can email those. I could give you my email right now. I know you said you lost it, or I could just send you.
Oh, no, I have it on here.
Oh, okay.
Or I'll just get it off when you send it back to me.
Okay, and I mean, with those bank statements, if like the recently is kind of showing bad, what about like back to a year? Is it?
Okay.
I mean, if
check. It was just 2 months it was showing.
And, oh, okay.
You know, and they just said, hey, we're gonna have to set something up, but our auditors are being tough on us, so we'll just cover you, and that's what they did, even though I had to pay the interest. And
yeah. So was that like a factoring thing? You had auditors. Oh, for the jobs coming up?
Oh, no, the bank auditors.
Oh, okay, I got you. So yeah, if you said there's like those 2 months, I mean, it might help you if you have like the 12 months. I mean, if you really want to show like what you're looking at, we could definitely do 12 months, and that would only help, you know.
Okay.
If you can get them.
We should have all of it in office here, so.
Okay, yeah, if you have it, you know, file it'll be easy for you. We could do that, and that'll only help, for sure. That way, you know, they get a bigger picture. And yeah, we'll get everything going, Doyle, and see if we can get you.
I appreciate it.
All right, yeah, no problem.
Thanks.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.